vote to leave the employers' union and fight the boss's government, Sarah Sanchez Eldridge. Cameron can't rely on Tory voters alone to win the EU referendum. Only 24% of the electorate backed his party in the general election, and most of them aren't in favor of staying in the EU. So he wrote an article in the Mirror newspaper in a bid to link his Remain campaign to the issues that concern working class people. "We are fighting for jobs," he writes. But his governments have brought the austerity axe down on 1 million public sector workers. As one letter to the Mirror the following day asked, "Is he a liar or a fool, or does he think we are all fools? We say no cuts." Posh boy Cameron has consistently proved that he is in power to represent the bosses and the bankers. It was only when the Tata Steel workers, taking up the slogan of the Socialist Party, demanded nationalization to save the steel industry, that the Tories even began to contemplate partial nationalization. "We call for 100% nationalization of the steel industry under democratic working class control." Cameron writes that it's the poorest and the most vulnerable who are hit hardest by economic recession. But a third of the population were thrust into poverty between 2011 and 2014 under his watch. Among the 1 million people forced to seek support from food banks, it's cuts to benefits that have been the major factor in this Cameron-made epidemic of desperation. "We say Tories out." However, the Brexiteers are competing with Cameron in the hypocrisy Olympics. Ian Duncan Smith, former work and pensions minister, has described the EU as a force for social injustice. "It is, but so is he. Or has he forgotten introducing the bedroom tax?" His tenure was one of unrelenting attacks on the poorest and most vulnerable. The Socialist Party campaigns for an exit from the employers' union. "In or out of the EU, working class people have to fight to defend our jobs, homes and services." But as another Mirror letter says, a Brexit victory gets rid of Cameron and Osborne in one fell swoop. That really would see Britain stronger, safer, and better off. The Socialist Party is fighting for a leave vote in the EU referendum, but our campaign has nothing in common with right-wingers, like UKIP's Farage and Boris Johnson's Tories. "We seek to build an independent socialist campaign for withdrawal, based on solidarity with working class people across Europe. In fact, our starting point is always to develop a strategy that defends working class people and fights to end the capitalist profit system, which creates poverty, inequality, and exploitation. That's why we always seek to unite the working class around a socialist program and in action. Working class struggle is the only motor of improvements for the majority, not the EU. In or out of the EU, as long as capitalism exists, we fight on, and we fight for socialism. A socialist society is needed, through planning the use of the world's enormous wealth and resources, to provide decent jobs, homes and services for everyone, which neither the EU nor the Tories can or will. For example, in Europe there are an estimated 11 million empty homes, enough for all the homeless and the refugees seeking shelter. But capitalism, blindly driven by profit and the free market, is incapable of providing homes, or the basics of a decent and dignified life for the majority. If you agree with the ideas that you read in this paper, please join us in the fight for socialism. Socialistparty.org.uk web link. TUSC 20 City Tour. Socialist Case Against the EU, Bristol, Tuesday the 31st of May, 7:30 p.m. at Eha Youth Hostel, 14 Narrow Quay, BS1, 4CA, Cardiff, Thursday the 9th of June, 7:30 p.m. at Angel Hotel, Castle Street, CF10, 1SZ Derby, Wednesday the 18th of May, 7:30 p.m. at Derby Quad, Marketplace, Cathedral Quarter, Delaware 1, 3 as Gateshead, Wednesday the 25th of May, 7:30 p.m, Gateshead Railway Club, 15 Wellington Street, Nebraska 8, 2 Edge Leeds, Tuesday the 7th of June, 7 p.m. at Denison Hall, WMC, Binfold Lane, Armley, LS 12, 3 lines. Leicester, Thursday the 19th of May, 7 p.m. at Secular Hall, 75 Humberston Gate, City Centre, Le 1, 1WB Liverpool, Tuesday the 14th of June, 7:30 p.m. at Casa, 29 Hope Street, L1, 9 Becquerel, London, Thursday the 2nd of June, 7:30 p.m. at Indian YMCA. 41 Fitzroy Square, W1T6 Axe, Alford, Tuesday the 7th of June, 7 p.m. at Royal Oak, Barton Lane, Eccles, M30, 0 and Sheffield, Tuesday the 21st of June, 7:30 p.m. at Central United Reformed Church, Chapel Walk, Norfolk Street, S1, 2JB Warrington, Wednesday the 15th of June. At 7 p.m, King's Head, 40 Winwick Street, Washington 2, 72 York, Monday the 20th of June, 7:30 p.m. at New York Club, 22-26 Blossom Street, Yo 24, 1 Edge. Details TBC for Birmingham the 1st of June, Coventry the 2nd of June, Southampton the 7th of June, Stoke the 16th of June, and other cities. See www.tusk.org.uk web link.